when I just get to that point, that's when I'm going to be happy. Welcome to the Rise Thrive Show. I am your host, James Borman. If you are coming through, then please do let me know. Please communicate me and let me know that you're watching. Don't be a lurker. Be part of the community. How are we doing? How many times have you turned around and said, oh man, if I could just get to that stage or that point in life or earn that amount of money or get that type of job, I'll be happy. Quite a common thing, right? I heard someone talking about it the other week, and I ironically said it yesterday when I was doing one of my runs. And sometimes we can all fall into the pattern of saying things like that and having that mentality that, if I run that half marathon at that time, if I just get this done at that time, then I'll be happy, then I'll be content. I remember watching this film by Adam Sandler. It's called Click. And what the theme of the film is that basically he gets this controller. And this controller gives him the powers to be able to fast forward through all of the process and just get straight to the end stage, to the end point. So instead of saying, oh, I'd just be happy if I get to here, he would then think in his head, oh, that's what I'm thinking. That's the end state that I know will make me happy. He'd press fast forward. He'd miss loads of time and then just go straight to that point. And he'd miss the whole process. He missed the whole journey. He missed the whole ups and downs of life. He'd missed family time. He'd missed the enjoyment of achieving the success. And when we turn around and say, oh, I'm going to be happy when I've achieved so-and-so, that's what we're in theory saying, that we're not really ever going to be happy until that point, that milestone. And guess what? When you get to that fucking milestone, you then want more. And then more, and then more. Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges. You'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meetup training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment. Then you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. I guess my point here is to really try and emphasize to you that the process is really an enjoyable state. That enjoying the journey, embracing the journey, taking the highs and the lows of what life throws at you is what really defines you and creates you. Wishing that you were at a particular point, or if you could just get a little bit quicker or just lose a little bit more weight, well, that's what keeps you hungry. They're just milestones and goals that you set yourself. But it's a mentality that you allow to disrupt your process or the enjoyment of the process. And it's a mindset that really stops you fulfilling your true potential. So listen, every time that you say that, or everything that you are thinking of, or the point that you're trying to reach, or the milestone that you're trying to reach, I want you not to think so much about, I'm going to be happy when I get there. Just think to myself, well, that's my next step. Otherwise, you'll be like the Adam Sandler film, clicking fast forward, missing the process, not really learn, growing and repeating and winning, and never really understanding how to improve yourself. It's a really difficult concept to understand, but like, I think as we get older, I think we really need to embrace every minute of every day and not start almost wishing that we could be somewhere that we're not yet. That should be the strive that keeps us hungry. That should be the milestone that keeps the fire alive inside here, the passion, the drive, the desire. It's not a case of saying, I'm going to be happy when I get to that point. It's just a case of saying, that's the point I'm trying to get to. I hope that helps. I think it's a mentality that can sometimes self-sabotage ourselves. And I just really wanted to give you an insight into that. I also want to let you know that if you've been following me a while, or you've been watching me for a while, and you want to come and work with me, our next program opens on the 1st of May. But we are doing an early bird, okay? And that opens on Thursday. And Thursday to Friday, if you're on a priority list, I'll be giving you 100 quid off the program. I'll be inviting you to a private group Zoom call with me, coaching session before the 28-day starts. Plus, you'll get an extra week in the program to get yourself fully prepared. If you're not on a priority list, you're not going to get the invite to the Zoom call, and you're not going to get as much money off the program, even though I'll be advertising it over social media. It'll just be for those people on the email list. So do yourself a favor, if you are ready, because I am looking only for committed men who are ready to make some fucking changes. Then add yourself to the priority list, which is on this post here somewhere on my Instagram. It's on the fucking bio, or it's on YouTube, it's in the description. I'm sure you'll find it if you really want to do it. All right, guys, listen, have a great Monday. Dominate the week. Like, this is going to be the greatest week of your life. Go all in on yourself. Clocks are changed. It's spring. Things are looking better. Let's be optimistic.